May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another brief memory. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. Today's brief memory comes from Ken Schnell. I was there one summer. Brett Pylon had brought me down. My roommate was Kim Boyle. It was when Trungpa Rinpoche was visiting, maybe 1970. I was overwhelmed by the whole experience. I was new to practice, and Alan Marlowe was an attendant of Suzuki Roshi, and I asked to see Suzuki Roshi, but I couldn't get the meeting I wanted, but I ran into him before I left, and I said, "Roshi, I wanted to say goodbye, but you're surrounded by all of your students like those black bumblebees around those white hollyhocks in your garden, and I want to thank you for Zazen, but how can I ever thank you?" And he said, "Do Zazen." That was it. I've applied to the fall training period to Tassajara this year, 1995, to express my gratitude. And I'm sewing my robes. He's probably sewing a roxu. And I hope to get ordained by Kobun Jino. Well, that's very nice, Ken. Yeah, I remember Ken Schnell. Fried dude. Yeah, that's all Suzuki wanted in return. He didn't say do good deeds, although that's nice. He said do Zazen. That's how you can show your gratitude. So that's how we can show our gratitude to the powers that be, Okage Samade, to all that has brought us here at this moment, to all the good fortune we've had to be able to be who we are here and to be able to hear the Dharma and all that. And how can we show our gratitude? Practice, do Zazen. That's it. This has been a Gyuk Audio mini podcast. I'm DC, Pooba of Gyuk Audio and Gyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.